This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Leslie Pollard from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce and Zach Weigel from the 2000 and Beyond Committee. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about a project that the Hillsborough Chamber is working on, and it spreads out all throughout the summer. And it's the Summer Concert Series. And Leslie, ladies first, tell us a little bit about this year's concert series.
The Summer Concert Series is in its third season. We're real extremely excited about it because we're moving it from downtown out to the lakes, out the Sherwood Forest Campground stage. It'll be the first Friday of the month, June through September, from about 7 to 9:30.
And, of course, tell us a little bit about the change. We've talked about this before in the past, about the change from downtown, from the Lincoln Plaza to the Bluegrass stage. Was this an easy concept to do?
Yes and no. I mean, we wanted to liven it up a little bit. I mean, the downtown space was great, and it did bring people out. However, you know, if you have small children, you know, the traffic wasn't shut off, and so they were running around, and it was kind of, I felt it was kind of dangerous, and it was really hot up there. So we're trying to liven it up and let people, you know, let their hair down a little bit and move it out to the campgrounds. There's a playground area there. There's restrooms available, and so we're just trying to kind of hit two birds with one stone because the city has talked a lot about trying to get some entertainment for the campers out there, so this is a way to do that.
And Zach, I know the HELP organization in Hillsborough, and you've been a part of this, has been out on the stage and helped kind of make sure everything is a go. What's the condition of the stage out there?
Actually, we just found out that the lights were just repaired, so that's good for us. But yes, the HELP organization, the Hillsborough Enthusiasts Leading Progressives, was out there the day. We pressure washed it. We picked up around there. Just did over a lot of general cleaning because we really want to showcase all parts of Hillsborough, not just downtown. And out there was this big, beautiful stage. I mean, it was, I can't believe it isn't being used for other things. So we figured we'd just showcase that part, give the campers some entertainment as well. And yeah, and also at the same time, to bring, of course, more awareness to Hillsborough 2000 and beyond, and to help with our Save Our Lights campaign for it.
And we'll talk about the Save Our Lights momentarily. Of course, the Summer Concert Series cannot be done without sponsors and some help, and I think the community has stepped up for this.
Yeah, actually we have two presenting sponsors this year for the series, and that's C&B Bank and Trust and the Red Rooster Inn. We have several other sponsors that have pitched in to help make this possible, and that's the Journal News, Hayes Abrasives, Roger Jennings, National Bank, Pepsi, and of course the Chamber. I do want to talk about Roger Jennings just a little bit because there has been some questions about, well, where are we going to park when we get there? And Roger Jennings has offered to provide a shuttle service for those who don't feel like they can walk, you know, up the hill or, you know, are worried about parking and that kind of thing. So we're still working out the details on that. I think the way it'll be is they'll do a drop off and pick up from the 4th of July Point Pavilion area, but until the, you know, keep watching the paper for that because we'll have all the details before the concert.
And that's pretty cool, right? The car show, car dealership, Roger Jennings is going to do that, provide the shuttle service. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Let's go through the lineup here. It starts on June.
The first Friday, and that's one thing, you know. People might be a little bit used to having the concerts on the second Sunday of the month. We've changed it to the first Friday.
Has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, the first Friday rather than second Sunday. So it is the first Friday of the month, so it'll be June 1st.
All right, let's run down the lineup. It all starts off with who?
Scrap Iron and Gold. We had them last year at our summer concert series. And they put a lot of gospel music. There's actually a lot of instruments. They sound really good.
Yeah, they do. And local favorite. They have a big following.
Yeah, great following. So we had, you know, brought them back. And then the month after that, we're going to be heading into July. And we're going to have the Swamp Daddies, which Swamp Daddies are also local favorites, bring a huge following. But it also is going to bring a different kind of style of music. They're more of a jam band. They play classic rock, sometimes, you know, more of the Grateful Dead variety. But we think it'll, you know.
Again, they have a good following, and we're looking to bring a big crowd out to the campgrounds.
Okay. Yeah.
August is our big one.
Yeah, we're real excited about August.
They're called One More Round. And then, One More Round. And they are a Johnny Cash tribute band. And They are bringing the entire band. I mean, I guess June Carter and all.
Well, not June Carter. It's just the quartet.
Oh, just the quartet.
The original quartet. Yeah. Next year, maybe if we have them back, we can do June Carter. You know, it's a little bit pricey. The more people you add, you know, if you want June, it's kind of expensive. But they are going to have the original quartet, and regardless, I mean, it's the Man in Black on the stage out there, so it'd be a good time.
And of course, you made a mention that that's a big one, but we have a rainout date, so that concert at least will go on. Rain or shine.
Yeah, rain or shine, because we do have a contract with them, and it'll be hard to get them some other time. And that would be at the Moose if there is a rain out for that, the Moose Lodge in Hillsboro. And then we're going to end the year with Montgomery County's Got Talent. We've done it the last couple years. Last year, you were our host for it, the Honorable Tobinot. And we're looking this year to get more people out there, more people involved, and just showcase what Montgomery County has to offer, because this brings a lot of people, because you have one person or one child, let's say, from high school goes up there and sing, they're going to bring 20 people with them to come see them. So it's really good for everyone involved.
And there is a lot of talent here.
There is.
I remember a couple of great singers last year, and it's well worth the attendance. And it was well attended.
Yeah, and they've actually already been, some of them have been in contact with us wanting to do it again.
Yeah,
so.
I've had calls, people wanting to get on the bill for that. And anybody that's listening out there that's interested or has a talent and wants to be a part of it, you just have to give myself a call at 532-3711 or get a hold of Zach, and we'll get you on the bill.
And, of course, this all goes to proceed the 2000 and Beyond Committee, the Save Our Lights campaign. Zach or Leslie, whichever, tell us a little bit about this campaign and how that is going right now.
Well, the lights downtown, while they are in place, it does cost a lot of money to keep them, to keep the upkeep on them. Sometimes things have to, you know, lights have to be replaced. Every year, we have to pay an electrician to get up in their bucket truck to make sure all of them are, you know, working, functional. So we had a rise in cost last year. So the Christmas lights. We had a rise in cost last year that really took a hit to our budget. And in order to keep these lights going again this year, we need to raise even more money. And we really think that adds a lot to the downtown area around Christmas time. So, yeah.
And that's one thing that, you know, we're just trying to stress to people. I think that people don't realize what it entails to keep those Christmas lights on. You know, last year the bill was almost $7,000, and that pretty much depleted our account. So as it stands, as of today, we won't have the Christmas lights, you know, come this Christmas. And I think once they're gone, they'll be hard. You know, it'd be very, very hard to get them to come back as far as, you know, repair and all that kind of stuff. So I really encourage people, if you like your Christmas lights, come support our events.
Outside of the summer concert series, what other plans do you have to help raise funds for the Christmas lights? Is there anything in the cooker?
Well, we were talking about having maybe something actually at the Moose, some type of, you know, Save Our Light type, have a band there, just some type of, you know, mini fundraiser.
I think we are going to have parking during Old Settlers. We talked about that, so that's definitely put into play. We've tossed around a lot of ideas for various smaller type fundraisers, but I don't think, other than the Old Settlers parking and the Golden Grill, any proceeds from that will go to the Save Our Lights campaign. And, you know, at the concert series, you know, we'll be passing the hat, as they say, for donations, and we'll have 50-50 and various kinds of things. So any way that we can raise money to keep the lights on, we'll be doing that.
And of course, during the summer concert series, there'll be vendors out there with food and that, correct?
Yeah. I'm still, you know, accepting vendors. So anybody that's listening that wants to be, that they have a craft to sell or any kind of vending, you know, we're going to try to fill it up out there. Oakley's Trailer has contacted me, and they will be out there for the first concert in June. They're you know, known for having their walleye trailer down on Main Street in Old Settlers, so I'm really excited about that. I'm going to try to get some shaved ice or some ice cream and that kind of stuff. So between, you know, Oakley's and I think the following month, Sertoma's going to be out there cooking pork patties. We'll have something for everybody, so come hungry.
And, of course, we're coming to the end of the program. Zach, Leslie, thank you so much for coming in, talking with me about the summer concert series fast approaching in Hillsboro. And as we come to a close, Leslie, anyone, once again, seeking more information about the summer concert series, the Golden Grill Challenge, or anything else, what's the number?
You can contact me at the chamber office. It's 532-3711, or we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
All right, Leslie, Zach, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Leslie Pollard for the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce and Zach Weigel for the 2000 and Beyond Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.